Off the Ball.
GAA. A fantastic role, Matt Dwallos. And for us as young people coming in, the Lee McCarthy wasn't coming in them first couple of years, but the O'Duffy Cup was there every year.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Felix Jones gives his unique view of England's challenge tomorrow afternoon. We hear from Peter O'Mahony as well, and France are handing out first caps to four players in Sunday's test with Wales. First up today, Felix Jones has described Irish rugby as one of the benchmarks for the game. For the first time as part of the England setup, the former Ireland fullback will come up against his native country. Jones, of course, encountered Ireland while part of the Springboks coaching staff over the past few years. England's defence coach was asked today what the key traits Steve Borthwick's side need to get the better of Ireland.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think effort is probably the biggest thing. Effort and commitment, I would say, they're probably the two biggest. Hopefully anyone watching the game here tomorrow can see that, you know, players won't be, you know, giving up on lost causes. Players will be trying to put opposition skill sets under pressure, and being fully committed to what we agree upon.
But Jones says Ireland's setup is one England must aspire to.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, Ireland are obviously benchmarking, that, you know, they're one of the teams that are setting the benchmark at the moment. So there'll be a lot of teams trying to emulate that. The Irish system is, having come through that system myself as a player and as a coach, you have an understanding of how fine-tuned it is and how impressive it is, and some of the amazing work that's been done there and the amazing individuals that make that work right down from a grassroots level. So, we're obviously, my situation here with England is obviously we're it's early days still, so we're obviously trying to build upon our own performances yet, and I suppose that the building blocks behind that will be probably another few steps down the road for us. But yeah, I mean, you look at Ireland's performances over the last, not just year, the last 3-4 years, I think everyone would be looking at them going, that's a very impressive team to try and emulate.
Peter O'Mahony led Ireland's captain's run at Twickenham today. He's adamant that it will be a tough place to win and keep alive their Grand Slam ambitions.
Look, I think their tenacity in their set piece, their ability to disrupt set piece is through the roof. I think their ability with regard to disrupt breakdown, the quality of poachers they have, counter ruckers, their power game is really, really strong. You know, their forward stuff around the corner, and I think their backs have a great balance of knowing when to play when it's on. And it's again a massive defensive test for us tomorrow with the way they attack.
However, O'Mahony was pretty decisive when asked if this is the best Ireland side of which he's been part.
Look, I've been lucky to play with lots of good players and teams. If I was have to nail the colours, I'd have to say yes. You know what I mean? It's hard to compare because rugby has moved on and the game is different. But in a short answer, I think it is. You know, I think the quality of player, it's a really, really healthy, good, thought provoking. Enjoyable environment, but obviously the quality of obviously performance and results speaks for itself. But as I said, you know, hard to compare, but yeah, certainly up there anyway.
Rugby Daily and Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. As expected, Fabien Galthié has rung the changes for France's game with Wales in Cardiff on Sunday. There's a debut for New Zealand-born and Australian-raised lock, Emmanuel Miafu. He forms an all-new second-row partnership with his Toulouse teammate Thibaut Flamand. There's also a debut for Bordeaux centre, Nicolas Deportier, and a full-back for Stade Francais, Léo Barré. Louis Biel-Bierry comes in for Mathis Labelle on the wing, and in an all-new half-back pairing, Nolan Legarec replaces Maxime Lucu at scrum half. So that France team will have Barre starting at full back. Damien Penaud and Louis Bielbiri are the wingers. Gael Fiku is this week partnered by Nicolas Deporter in the centre. Thomas Ramos and Nolan Legarek are the halfbacks. In the front row, it's Cyril Bai, the returning Julien Marchand and Oini Antonio. Thibaut Flamand and Emmanuel Miafu are the second row partnership. Francois Crowe is named a blindside flanker. Charles Olivon on the open and Gregory Aldrete will start at number 8. There will be a debut off the bench for La Rochelle prop Georges-Henri Colombe. Seamus Hurley-Langton has signed a new 2-year contract at Connacht. The New Zealand-born back row forward will remain with the province until at least the summer of 2026. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says the 23-year-old will only get better. And after missing out on signing Hugh Jones, Montpellier remain in the market for some big names in the off-season. According to Midi Olympique, the top 14 side are hopeful of securing the services of all-black winger Sevu Reese. Also on their radar are England internationals Billy Vunipola and Manu Tuilagi. Vunipola held an online meeting with Montpellier director of rugby Bernard Laporte at the start of the week, but no offer has yet been forthcoming. Tuilagi, meanwhile, is out of contract at Sale in the summer. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you on Monday. Till then, have a brilliant weekend, and thanks for listening.